Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of The Broncast, the official Cal Poly Pomona Athletics podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Lobe, the Assistant Athletics Director for Communications here at CPP. This week's podcast features the Cal Poly Pomona Student Athlete Advisory Committee Executive Board. I sit down with Nia Vance, Ryan Fields, Ayana Fields, and Jessica Yamas. We discuss all things SAC, including what the Student Athlete Advisory Committee is and how they operate as an on-campus student group that represents Cal Poly Pomona, how other student athletes can get involved to make their voices heard, highlight some upcoming SAC-sponsored events and initiatives, find out what Ayana does that makes her look like a rock. Then we get into the March Madness spirit with a little bit of Division I mascot trivia. Well, we tried. Here it is, episode 12 of the Broncast. Episode number 12 of the Broncast welcomes in members of the Cal Poly Pomona Student Athlete Advisory Committee Executive Board. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys introduce yourselves, beginning with Nia.
Hi, I'm Nia. I'm currently the president of SAC. I'm on the women's track and field team. I'm majoring in psychology. And upon graduation, I plan on going to grad school and majoring in marriage and family therapy.
Wonderful. Now, Ryan.
Hi, my name is Ryan Fields. I'm the vice president of SAC. I'm a third year on the men's track and field team. And upon graduation, I also plan on going into grad school and continuing to run here.
All right. And Ayana.
Hi, my name is Ayana Fields. I am a third year majoring in kinesiology. I am the secretary of SAC. And upon graduation, I plan on going into grad school, going into physical therapy.
Awesome. And Jessica.
Hi, I'm Jessica Yamas. I'm on the women's soccer team. My major is kinesiology, and this is my fourth year. So after graduating, I hope to also go to get my master's program in exercise physiology.
Wonderful. Jessica, I can't help but notice the title that you have in this SAC e-board, Publicity, Social Media, Community and Campus Outreach and Engagement. I mean, that's one of the longest titles I've seen on a person in quite some time. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. So initially I was community outreach, and then I kind of developed the social media along the way with like COVID being a thing. And, you know, it's been a lot of work, but it's fun. I like doing social media, and community outreach is just, it's nice to be able to stay connected to our community as a team.
Absolutely. Before we get into it, I'm going to go ahead and play this this quick little video to give our viewers kind of a little background on maybe what SAC is, if they aren't really sure what SAC might be.
Do you want more recognition for your team?
Who should I ask if I have any problems? How can I share my ideas?
How can you get involved and make it yours? Joining Student Athlete Advisory Committee allows your voice to be heard.
The mission of SAC is to enhance the total student athlete experience by promoting opportunity, protecting welfare, and fostering a positive image. Who is SAC?
SAC members are student athletes supporting other student athletes. SAC members vote on rules, partner with great organizations such as Make-A-Wish and Team Impact, and build pride on campus and in the community.
There are three different levels of SAC to get involved in. At the campus level, there are 307 Division II institutions that sponsor SAC. Each campus SAC is led by an athletic administrator and a committee made up of student athletes from a variety of athletic teams.
There are 24 Division II conferences, each with their own conference SAC. The representatives share best practices, success stories, and new ideas that can be brought back to each campus SAC.
The National SAC is made up of one student athlete from each of the 24 Division II conferences. These student athletes are your voice and are charged with the responsibility of relaying the overall student athlete voice for the division.
Your voice has value.
Get involved. Take ownership in your experience.
Leave a legacy.
Make it yours!
So yeah, the video is a little old, couple of years, but that gives a little general explanation on what SAC is. So I'm going to kind of put it now in your guys' hands and kind of go a little bit further on that video. And so kind of explain what SAC is, the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And I'll let anybody start with this.
Okay. Well, I can kind of kick the conversation off. So I kind of say SAC is like that student-led, student-run organization. Like it's where student athletes, you have a space where you can, like the video said, you can use your voice, you can bring ideas forward, you can even vote on proposed legislation. Every year, the NCAA has new legislation, and it comes directly to SAC. And each team at Cal Poly Pomona, for example, your SAC rep brings you the legislation and you have the opportunity to vote on it. So I would just say SAC, you know, it's like that. I'd say it's like the next step in like your student athlete experience. It's like taking your voice and your talents away from the track, away from the field, and just kind of digging into something deeper, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And as Winnie already said, it's run by student athletes for student athletes. We also plan a lot of community engagement and outreach activities for student athletes. Like we get involved in the food drive. We plan trips to middle schools. Well, last year we did.
Before COVID.
Yes, before COVID. Yes, which was actually really good.
Yeah, I think also too, you know, you bring in COVID as a topic too, you know, you have to think like now that everything has kind of changed, you know, we can't necessarily go and like show our, and represent our school. So as SAC, we have to try and figure out different ways to interact with our community and just to kind of keep ties with them, because at the end of the day, like they're our biggest supporters. And I think that Cal Poly does a really good job at showing students that we can lead, you know, individually and as a group without any type of, you know, like, oh, like the director has to be part of this, the advisor has to be part of this. Like they're really good at leading us and teaching us to kind of do things for ourselves. And I think that being a part of SAC kind of really like emphasizes that. And, you know, you just have a lot more freedom than you might have like when you're back at your team, you know, because you kind of are like, okay, yeah, this is my coach, I need to listen to what he says. And with this, it's like a whole different aspect. It doesn't necessarily have to do with your sport, and you interact with other sports and you just kind of keep ties with the other sports, the rest of the school, as well as the community. So
school pride, pretty much. And one of the mottos of Cal Poly Pomona is learn by doing. And this is kind of the way to learn by doing. You kind of learn how to go out in the community and engage with people of all ages, whether it's elementary school students, middle school students, high schoolers, you know, older people. It really you kind of learn how to interact with them, and it gives you those skills to be successful in life. Ayana, I'll start with you on this question. How can somebody get involved in SAC if they wanted to get involved with SAC?
Well, to get involved, you can probably contact some of your coaches or just kind of maybe contact some fellow teammates or reach out to some people that might be on the board, the executive board, and see if there are any possible positions that are open, or even become a rep, and just to see if there are possible, you know, positions open.
Just to add off of what Ayana said, most student athletes that get involved with SAC, they usually start off as SAC reps because it kind of like gets your feet wet, and it's kind of like, I won't say minimal responsibility, but like your main job is like come to meetings and then relay the information to your team. So the main job is like well, the main way to get in, I'd say, is a SAC rep. And then from there, you can maybe see where your interest lies. Maybe if you want to get involved on the executive board. And then even like the video said, some people even get involved to the extent of like being a national SAC representative. So there's definitely levels to like build up to in SAC.
And once this COVID stuff goes away and people can start having meetings in person, you're on that national SAC board. They might even pay for your travel to Indianapolis every once in a while. So kind of there's some incentive there to get involved with SAC here at Cal Poly Pomona. That's for sure. What is the mission of SAC? And what is the mission specifically of SAC here at Cal Poly Pomona?
I think the mission ultimately is to enhance the student athlete experience. I think it's to promote professional development. It's ultimately to help brand student athletes past athletics. And I think as that pertains to Cal Poly, like Jessica mentioned, we really try to emphasize community engagement. We really try to emphasize, I mean, with COVID, it is a little difficult, but we really do try to get involved with our local communities and ultimately give back, because we're more than just student athletes that just, you know, take in. Like as student athletes, we receive a lot. So I think at Cal Poly Pomona, we really try to do our part and give back a little bit. So that's what I'd say.
I'd probably add on too that I feel like the main point of being in SAC and just in any school, specifically in CPP though, is just to kind of give student athletes a voice, just to, you know, encourage the rest of the student athletes and even people that aren't in SAC to really experience like what it's like to be a student athlete and to just promote like opportunities for all athletes and even just the community. You know, I think community is a really big part, but I think the voice also has to do with like a lot of it, because at the end of the day, it's students running it. And I think that's really important. And I'm really proud to say that, because I'm glad to be a part of something that allows me to have such a voice like that. So,
and adding on to that, I mean, it's something you can also add to your resume when you graduate and you are looking for jobs once you're out of Cal Poly Pomona. You know, to have that leadership skill on your resume is huge. So I think there's so many ways that it's a positive experience to be a part of SAC. Why? I'm going to go around the room here. Why did you guys join SAC at first? And why did then you decide to then become a part of the executive board? We'll start with Ryan.
Okay, so during my first year of college, I kind of took over for Kyle Lawson. I kind of subbed in for him as the secretary, but I kind of played as a SAC rep as well, which is what kind of eased me in to SAC. And then I saw that I actually liked what SAC was doing, so I decided to stay for another year. And from there, we had elections, and I took over Kyle's spot as secretary officially. And from there, I moved up to eBoard, and I saw it as a way to build my leadership skills, to kind of crack open that shell that I was in and expand my horizons and try to give back to student athletes and do something.
Well, I did not start off as a rep. This is actually my first year part of SAC, but Ryan actually invited me to be a part of the eBoard. So I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll see what it's about. And I kind of wanted to get some experience with the whole Student Athletic Advisory Committee. And so I was like, you know, let me just start off as a secretary and see where this goes. And I really wanted to, you know, gain some leadership experience and expand on that.
Did it go something like this? Ayana, you want to join SAC? Was kind of, did it go like that?
That's pretty accurate, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Nice. Jessica.
So as a freshman, I did start as a rep. I did actually take a break from it my second year here at Cal Poly. But then my junior year, I kind of got back into it. And, you know, I do kind of owe it all to my coaches, you know, Jay Mason, Katie Smith, and Daniel Richards. I think, you know, they saw a lot in me, and they kind of, you know, pushed me to find another leadership position. And I really owe it all to them because, you know, sometimes you just don't think of yourself so highly. And I think they do a good job with our team and just making sure that they know that we know that we're strong young women who can go out and find other leaderships. Doesn't necessarily have to be within sports. And that's kind of how I took on the e-board role. But yeah, they kind of were just like, you know what, this sounds like a good fit for you. Like, you should try it. And I was like, yeah, I might as well. Like, it seems fun. And I did like being in a part of the rep position because, you know, as a rep, you, your main responsibility is to just, you know, attend and really listen and then report back to your team. And I loved attending all the events. You know, when we were back in person, it was so fun. But yeah, I think just, you know, a little bit of pushing and encouragement really helped me because sometimes I can't necessarily like find it in myself to push myself. So I'm really thankful that other people have it in them to believe in me.
So. We'll get back to in-person events sooner or later. Hopefully. Nia.
Yeah, I hope so.
I got involved the year that I transferred in. Actually, one of my teammates was leaving to go study abroad, and she was currently a SAC rep, and so they needed someone to fill her spot. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And it was my first time seeing other student athletes from other sports. I do soccer, baseball, basketball, and I liked it. Like, it was like, wow, like other groups of student athletes besides my own team. And so I was kind of like hungry for more. And so elections came around and I was like, well, no one's really running for vice president. Maybe I'll put my name down. And I got it. No one else was running. But it just was the kind of thing where I liked being around other student athletes. I liked being able to like have a voice. That was the biggest thing, like being able to put ideas down and people take heed and they try to make things happen on your behalf. And so here I am now as the president and I have no regrets. I love Zach.
So what kind of initiatives and events are you guys working on as we speak?
So right now we have some things in the mix, you know, as, like we said, it's all online. So we're trying to figure it out, but we have some foundations willing to work with us, you know, on creating a more virtual way of supporting their programs. We have a Go for the Goal. We're setting that up right now, actually, like recently. And that's, you know, that's to help raise funds for kids with cancer. And it's cool because it kind of relates back to like the sports. And I like how they kind of want to get involved with us and how it's like we're equally important to each other. You know, we want to help them as much as they want to be a part of us. We also have a virtual food drive, I believe, is coming up soon. And, you know, just looking for other ways to try and give back to the community and stay connected. We have some virtual PE classes that we're hoping to attend at Ramona Middle, I think it is. But yeah, so those are just some of the virtual aspects, and we hope to kind of grow as this whole online thing is still kind of new to us.
Before we move on any further, I do want to send a shout out to Jenny Heimstead, who was the past SAC advisor, our compliance officer, who many people may not have heard. She has actually moved on and is no longer working in our department. She is now, she went back to San Jose State, and she's working as the compliance person up there. She'd worked there for many years before coming down here to Cal Poly Pomona. So she's kind of just going back to her roots. So that may be the first time people are have heard that. So yeah, Jenny is no longer with us. Sarah Macias, who is our facilities and events coordinator, and Pam Donnelly, our assistant AD for business operations, they are kind of heading up the advisor position together. So what's that transition been like between Jenny and then Sarah and Pam?
Jenny's hard to replace.
Jenny's hard to replace.
I do miss her, but I'm so proud of her. Like, just she's always been like our backbone and she's always been so supportive. And I'm just super happy to like give back to her and be supportive to her. So I hope everything goes well at her new position. And I just wish nothing but the best for her. Sarah and Pam, they've been awesome though. They kind of just hopped on and kind of took control. You know, we honestly didn't really know what was going to happen. But the gradual change was, it happened in like one meeting, but it just felt so natural that it didn't really seem like we were going to be lost for a couple days or whatever, like, you know. And I think that has to do with Jenny too, you know, not to say that we didn't need her, but I think she helped us enough to, for us to realize like, oh, like we can do this. Like, and if no one's there to replace her yet, we can do this. But thankfully that Sarah and Pam were there because they make things a whole lot easier and they have so many great ideas that like make our ideas better. And they're never there to just be like, oh no, we're doing this. Like they're always there and just really supportive. And it's nice to have like an equal support team. Even though one left us, we got two other girls, women that are awesome. So
the other thing I do want to mention is for those that are listening that want to maybe find out more about Division II SAC, I encourage those people to follow D2 SAC on Twitter, D then the number 2 SAAC. And then of course, follow the NCAA Division II Twitter and Instagram, which is at NCAADII. So get on social media and start following those things. They have a lot of great resources and information on how to get involved, even here at Cal Poly Pomona. So I encourage that that to happen. Anything you guys want to add or mention before we get on to the rapid fire questions and the trivia battle?
Yeah, you guys should follow CPP SAC. That's our official SAC page.
I was getting there. Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's just my job. I have to rep it. You know, that's my job. So.
Well, you're doing well in your job. That's for sure then. Okay. Rapid fire. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, I have a set of questions and you guys will just think of something real quick. And then I'll start with Ryan and go Ayana, Jessica, and then Nia. That goes around my screen. So that's the easiest way for me to do it. Quick question. And then you guys kind of fire off with what comes to mind right at first. So go ahead and unmute your microphones. You guys ready?
I'm really bad at these games. Just letting you know. Like, it just doesn't click in my head that fast.
At least you have two other people going ahead of you to give true. You a second.
Ryan, good luck.
Poor Thank Ryan. All right. First question. What is your favorite summer activity?
Swimming.
Walking at the beach.
Going to the beach.
Okay. Favorite cartoon character?
Kick Buttowski, if you know that.
What was that? Go ahead.
Kick Buttowski. It was on Disney XD when I was a kid.
Got it.
Daredevil.
I don't know why this popped into my head, but Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay.
Louise from Bob's Burgers.
A good one. SpongeBob.
And go wrong.
You guys are really making me feel old. I don't think I'm that old because I grew up watching Rugrats and those are the cartoons that I remember. I haven't heard any of the ones you mentioned except for SpongeBob, of course. That's legendary. Strangest thing that you have eaten.
That's the one.
Strangest thing that you have eaten.
I'd have to say off the top of my head, lobster came to mind.
asparagus.
Cow's tongue. Yeah.
That's true.
Crawfish.
Neil, what was that?
It's crawfish.
Crawfish. Now, where would you even find cow tongue?
I don't really know, but every time I visit my grandma, it's really good. She makes it in tacos, but she like shreds it. She doesn't ever let me see the tongue because I find it disgusting, but
she well, yeah, just you, shreds I mean, it. You don't see the chicken before you eat the chicken. So that's probably
that's
a good
true. Thing. It's really good though. So good.
Okay. What is your dream job?
Computer analyst.
Physical therapist.
If we're going dream job, it would probably be a soccer player on the women's national soccer team.
Mine probably be like an editor of like a popular magazine, like Vogue or something like that.
Vogue would be cute. I could see one then. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right. What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Hearing people eat with their mouth open.
For some reason, Ryan popped into my head.
I saw that.
Probably when people are like late to our plans. I hate that.
I don't know if this counts, but flies, just anything involving flies. Ew. Yeah, annoying.
What was your favorite activity to do during recess when you were in elementary school?
Two ball knockout.
Kickball.
Probably the monkey bars. Those were fun.
Tetherball all day. Tetherball.
That's a good one. Forgot about that one.
Tetherball.
I know. I actually forgot about that one.
All the tall people want that.
Yeah.
Where would you go if you were invisible?
I'd go to a concert.
Backstage,
yo. Never been.
Probably just get on an airplane somewhere free. Go on a vacation.
I'm going to have to go to the concert, same as Ryan. I love the music, but I hate the people around me, always touching me.
I'm going to say the White House. I'm trying to spy, so yeah.
Gotta see what's going on.
Definitely.
Gotta have those whistleblowers. Phil, let's see, where am I? Fill in the blank with one word. When I dance, I look like blank. When I dance, I look like blank.
A stiff tree.
The same thing. I look like a rock.
I'm probably the opposite. I'm like a squid, like about to ink, like.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I look like a butterfly, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
The rock got me.
Rock.
Rock stationery.
Seriously.
You can only shop at one store the rest of your life. What store is that?
Ralph's. Gotta eat. Gotta eat.
See, I was thinking that. Let's not. Obviously, you can shop at a grocery store, but what is the other store that you could shop at? Because grocery store, that's given. That's a given.
Let's see. That's a tough one. I'm gonna say Macy.
Marshalls.
This is hard. Probably Target. Target's my go-to.
Zara.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that one. I actually changed mine. I can go back to Zara. Zara.
Rest of my life, I'm good.
See, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a clothing store.
The most beautiful clothes you'll ever find.
Okay.
So wonderful.
All right. If you could teach any grade or subject, what would it be?
I could teach any grade or subject. Okay. I'd teach middle school math.
Are you not good at math, Tyler?
No, I mean, I do stats for a living. I mean, that's what I do. So math comes somewhat easy. It's the middle school age that I have actually been an emergency substitute teacher at before I got into sports information stuff. Middle school is the hardest because those kids are, they're lovely. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that.
Lovely.
They're lovely.
Middle school PE.
Middle school.
Yeah, I'm thinking more high school. Probably like high school art.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe like a high school like English lit or something like that. Something with Shakespeare.
Okay. In my emergency substitute teaching life, high school was definitely the easiest because kids were just kind of did their own thing and they didn't have these hormones that were raging out of control like those middle schoolers are. Last question, favorite song right now. What is your favorite song right now?
I'm going to say Cyanide by Daniel Caesar.
Shameless by Varsity.
I guess right now it's Bloody Valentine by Machine Gun Kelly.
You're on mute.
I'm muted, but I don't have one. I don't know. I listen to the radio.
They do play songs on the radio.
Anything with Drake, I guess.
Okay.
That's no my favorite song.
No one said driver's license.
Oh my gosh.
Why didn't anyone say driver's license?
I can't with that song. Yeah.
Wow,
you knew something that Nia didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Google that one when we're done with this. Google that one. Driver's license. Took me back to high school. All right. Moving on. Now, trivia. Ayana, your favorite.
Yay.
As we come up on March Madness, which is the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament that everybody loves, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to play some NCAA Division I nickname trivia. So if you know your Division I nickname mascots, you're going to do well at this game. So what you do is to buzz in with the answer, you will yell your name and raise your hand at the same time. So Tyler, okay, that's how you buzz in. And you must let me finish the name of the school before you buzz in. Okay. Make sense? All right. I'm going to keep score because that's what we do here. All right. You guys ready? Maybe.
Yes.
All right. Oregon.
Nia. Dex. The Dex.
There you go. Duke.
Oh, God. Is this like one of the main ones? Yeah.
Ayana.
Ayana.
Blue Devils?
Yes. Very good.
Nice. How?
The Duke Blue Devils. Okay. UCLA. Nia. Oh.
The Bruins.
There you go. Oklahoma State.
Jessica. Oh, wait, no. No, I regret that.
Did you see red or did you see orange?
Red. I was thinking Ohio State.
Well, Oklahoma is also red. That's why I thought maybe you were thinking Oklahoma, but no, Oklahoma State. Orange and black. Nobody? No. Jessica Lance of the CCA is going to be very disappointed in you. She's an alum. They are the Cowboys and Cowgirls. So one for Jessica Lance. Cal Poly.
Ryan. That's Pomona?
No.
Oh, Nia.
Poly.
Jessica. Snow.
Oh.
The other Cal Poly.
Jessica. Mustangs,
correct. California Baptist. Right down the street.
Oh, God.
California Baptist. Riverside, down in Riverside. Lancers.
I would have never guessed that.
Lancers, man. Now this one is for, you guys may not know him, but listeners might. This one's for Ivan Albert, the one of the former SIDs here at Cal Poly Pomona. He's an alum of this. Richmond, the University of Richmond. And I know none of you will get this, but I had to throw it out there.
You might as well just tell us.
Someone throw a guess out there. Just do it.
Coyotes.
Not quite. Spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah. What? I know you don't hear many school names with spiders.
At all.
Yeah. At all.
Ohio State.
Jessica. Actually, I don't know it, but... Is it like O's or something?
I think I know. I think.
I mean, Ohio, yeah.
Is it the Buccaneers? But their logo,
what's that?
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Is it the Buccaneers?
Almost. Almost.
Jessica. The Bucks.
So close. Buckeyes. Buckeyes. Yeah. Their logo is an O.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Cal State Fullerton.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Titans.
All right, there you go. Mike Farrell will be happy about that one too. So he worked there before he came here. Texas.
Nia. Longhorns.
Very good. USC.
Iona. Trojans.
Very good. Come on, Ryan. Nevada. The University of Nevada, Reno.
I didn't even know that was a school. I've never heard of that school.
The home of Colin Kaepernick. Played football there. The Wolfpack. Washington State.
Are they purple?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to show this. I'm going to show this to my brother for a Washington State alum. He's
well, because there's that. Two, right?
There is two. Yes. But I'm looking for Washington State. Oh, my brother's going to love
this one. Are they the wolf pack too? Aren't they wolves?
No.
They're not purple.
University of Washington is.
Okay.
Washington is purple.
You're thinking of UW, yeah. We don't know.
Wazoo, Washington State. The Cougars.
Oh, I knew that. I was close. I said wolves.
In the family.
Indiana.
I know this.
There's a movie that's named this. It's a sports movie, obviously. Indiana. The Hoosiers.
I know. I would have never guessed that. Man.
Arkansas.
Nia.
Oh my god.
Nia.
The Razorbacks.
Wow, very good.
Isn't that like pig looking thing?
It is. Yeah, it's ugly. Yeah.
The hog,
yeah.
But yes, Razorbacks. North Carolina.
Ryan, if you want to answer any, you're more than welcome to answer this one.
Your next meeting with Pam, she's going to be so disappointed in this.
I already know.
She loves college sports. And if she was on this, I would not let her participate in this because she would blow you guys out of the water. She's going to be so disappointed. Ryan, come on. I know you know this. The University of North Carolina.
Ryan, come on.
They're light blue.
Come on, it's North Carolina.
Guy named Michael Jordan played basketball there.
I know it. Is it the Pants? Never mind.
Tar Heels.
No.
Tar Heels.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
So sorry, I don't know.
Connecticut. How about if I say UConn? See, your lights went on there as soon as I said UConn.
They're dark blue, bit. Right?
Yes.
Shoot, I don't know their mascot. Their women's basketball team is really good though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched the documentary on that. That was good.
What is the nickname of that purple team from UW? It's the same mascot.
I don't know. I'm like halfway there on all the answers. That's Huskies. All I can give you.
Huskies.
Oh.
See, yes. If I was looking at the logo, I'd probably get all of these. No, I
mean,
but
it's
just
the, well, yeah. The I mean, that'll give it away. Unless it's the oh, I mean, who? Oh. That's not necessarily going to give away the mascot, but Arizona State.
Nia.
Nia.
Sun Devils.
Very good. All right, Nia, you have 5. Ayana, 2. Jessica, 2. Ryan. It must be in the family. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't watch college sports at all.
Okay, Kansas. Rock Chalk.
Yeah. The Jayhawks.
There you go. Jayhawks. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Alabama.
Oh, Nia.
Nia.
Oh, I lost it. I don't know. I know it, but I don't know it.
This is the one.
Crimson, Roll Tide. I don't know. The Bulldog?
Take out the roll. Crimson Tide.
The elephant?
Crimson Tide. It's the Crimson Tide. That's
what. Oh, okay. I got it.
You said you were Crimson or Roll Tide. Yeah, just strike the roll. Let's go Crimson Tide. All right.
Cool.
Pam's going to slap you guys around. UC Riverside.
Jessica. It's a bear, right?
No.
What?
I mean, I don't know what they're like, what the bodysuit that someone puts on during games and the mascot runs around. I don't know. It might be a bear. I don't know, but
I think it's a bear. That's okay. What I remember.
They're called the Highlanders.
Oh yeah, it is a bear.
Okay. Harvard. They're the Crimson. Yeah. Gonzaga.
Ayana's face got me there.
NCAA tournament time. Gonzaga is always there. Who are they?
Oh my gosh.
Three seconds. Two.
Oh my God.
One.
A dog.
What's that?
Was it some type of dog?
Bulldogs. Not okay. Michigan State.
Oh, Nia.
Nia.
The Wolverines? Wrong Michigan, huh?
Wrong Michigan.
Man, I don't know.
Michigan State Spartans. All right, and final one. We did really well on this one, guys. Last one. I hope everybody gets this. UC San Diego.
Jessica.
Ryan, I'm going to go with you. I saw your name first. I didn't hear your name, but
come on, Ryan.
I'm giving you a chance here. UC San Diego. For the win.
The Tritons?
Oh, it's about time.
Let's go. I got one. All right, I'll take it.
And that's the last one we're going to do. So at least you got a point. So some of those were hard, but you guys start studying up on those types of things. All right. So that'll do it for this episode of the Broncast. You guys have been listening to the Cal Poly Pomona Student Athlete Advisory Committee Executive Board. Thank you guys for being with me today.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And that'll do it for episode 12 of the Broncast. I want to thank the Cal Poly Pomona SAC Executive Board of Nia Vance, Ryan Fields, Ayana Fields, and Jessica Yamas for joining me today. To check out new episodes of the Broncast, make sure to visit our website at broncoathletics.com/podcasts and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at our handle CPP Broncos. Weekly podcasts are also available for free download on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. For everyone in the CPP Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, I'm Tyler Lobe, reminding you to make it a great day. We'll be back next semester with a brand new season. But until then, and as always, go green, go gold, go Broncos.